Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Moab, Utah police officers who encountered Gabby Petito and her fiancé Brian Laundrie just before her demise made several mistakes an independent review released Wednesday has found. The review found that the incident should have been classified as domestic violence, which would have required officers to make an arrest or issue a citation against Gabby. Instead, officers allowed the two to go with the promise of staying apart that night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as Minority Leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Earlier this week, comedian fans across the world were saddened and stunned by the unexpected death of 65-year-old Bob Saget. Murray Beard was at his last show in Jacksonville.
He talked a lot about his wife and his daughters, super proud of his three daughters, and never made fun of them. Occasionally would make fun of his wife, but for the most part, in fact, there was a guy sitting on the front row that had three of his daughters with him, and it almost brought him to tears, just, you know, seeing his dad bringing his three girls to come see him as a comedian.
TMZ is reporting Bob Saget died of a heart attack in his sleep. Shaking was reported throughout Southern California following a 3.9 magnitude earthquake south of Palm Springs, California last night. According to the United States Geological Survey, the earthquake struck just before 7:30 p.m. Pacific in the sparsely populated area. The earthquake was followed by a 2.6 aftershock near La Quinta and a 2.9 near Anza, California. In the last year, over 4,600 earthquakes have rocked the region. USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
According to Labor Department information released Wednesday, inflation surged by 7% in the 12 months through December. Republican Representative Kat Kamick from Florida was on Newsmax last night and explains the blue-collar working class folks are getting hit the hardest under the Biden administration's policies.
And as someone who comes from the working class, you know, my husband's a firefighter, I see it every day. In the grocery store, at the gas pump, I see every single day how this administration is failing the American people. When we have historic inflation that is jacking the price of everyday goods and services up, it makes it so that people in everyday walk of life, but particularly the blue-collar working-class folks, they are getting hit the hardest. And when you look at those on fixed incomes, you see that just last year there was a 5.9 COLA increase. That has now been canceled out by 7% inflation. This is a total failure and a direct result of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. The Democrats have to own the fact that everyday Americans are barely making it by. Doesn't matter if it's at the grocery store, doesn't matter if it's at the gas pump. If you have kids, if you're on a fixed income, you are hurting because of this administration. And there will be a reckoning in the midterms in November because of this.
A Opponents of a planned commercial spaceport on the Georgia coast north of Jacksonville, Florida, asked a judge Tuesday to stop local officials from buying land for the commercial launch pad as they want voters to decide. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Well, happy Thursday, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Thatcher is going to start us off today. Bruce, of course, the founder of History Speaks Today, a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths learned from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. That seems to be the mantra, that we don't want to repeat the mistakes. But, you know, sometimes I wonder about that, Bruce, because even like the J6 committee hearing that we're seeing on display here, you can't avoid the mistakes if you're not going to deal with the totality of the problem, can you?
You have to know the facts before you can deal with them realistically. That's certainly clear. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning.
And we seem to have a lack of transparency in facts these days in a lot of areas, including immigration.
Yeah, and I want to do a deep dive on that. Of course, Bruce is known, and he's been on with us many times about immigration. He's really, in a sense, has become the immigration expert. His book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, again, reinforces this idea that you have to have the facts. And Bruce has documented history where immigration policies work, where they don't work. And, you know, and it's pretty basic when it comes down to it, isn't it, Bruce? It's not that complicated.
No, it isn't complicated. And we have, if you want, as I said, if you want to analyze the problems, you have to have the facts. And if you don't have the facts, you're left to do the best judgments you can and make decision based on informed judgment. But when the facts are available and withheld, that's really a shame. We have. On immigration, most of the judgments we've made, and indeed in the book, is chock full of facts and statistics that usually come, for the most part, from government agencies. What we depend on from our own government is information from Department of Homeland Security, and particularly from ICE. And we don't have it this year yet.
Right. It's, exactly.
At least it's late.
You know, they say it's coming. It's in the mail. it's absurd. But see, the problem that we have in this modern era is everything has gotten so politicized that, you either go along with the narrative or you put a tinfoil hat on your head and you're a conspiratorist because you just don't believe in what they're telling you. And, of course, like you say, the lack of transparency leaves you wanting for that said information that could tell me really what I need to know, right?
That's right. And on immigration, we end up making assumptions, drawing the best conclusions we have from the information that was available. We have – what we're missing at this point in time is the 2021 ICE enforcement and removal operations report of the numbers of illegal immigrants who've been arrested and deported. That usually comes out in December. It isn't out yet. So, and as you say, ICE has reportedly said, well, it's in process. It's in review. It'll be out soon, sometime. Who knows?
Right. Yes.
We do know some things. We know that the number of, from the census, we know that the number of foreign-born residents has reached a historic high. It's up to 46.2 million,
wow.
Which is 14.2% of the total population. The record percent of the total population accounted for by those foreign-born was 14.8%. And get this, 1890. And so we're going to establish probably more new records. We also know that 3 or 4 years ago in 2018, DHS estimated there's 11.4 million residents who are unauthorized and migrants, illegal aliens is a legal term for them. There's no more recent official estimate, and that number, 11.4 million, is the number that you always are given when you say, well, how many are they? But it's 3 or 4 years old.
Exactly. Well, they've been saying that number for longer than that. I mean, at one point, I think it did kind of expand a little bit, and they were using 13 million as a number. And, you know, with the population growth and, of course, especially in recent times, I mean, every month this past year was the best month or the greatest month of illegal immigration and illegal crossings to the border. And, you know, so we know the numbers are well over a million. I think they're saying 1.7 million illegal immigrants had transgressed our border. So, you know, there's just no question that it's gotten out of hand. But we go back to what you and I have been talking about, it seems for years here, Bruce, is that what needs to happen is we need to get back to first principles on this issue of immigration. What is immigration all about? What makes for an effective immigration? Forget about all the politics. Forget about what Joe Biden or Kamala Harris wants you to know or not know. You know, we need to have a direct measure and standard of what immigration should be in America.
And the very first principle that we need for a successful immigration policy is a clear definition of what national interest immigration is intended to serve. It's not intended, or at least I think it should not be intended to serve the interests of the immigrants from any particular country. It should be intended to serve specific needs that this country has. And we have those needs. We need the immigrants. We always have. But it is such a muddled thing, and you can't get any definition, a clear definition of what, you know, why do we want the immigrants? What are they here for? We haven't had a definition for, as a matter of fact, for decades, a clear definition. But one of the clear things that is a fact is that our population is not increasing through natural birth anymore. This year, for the first time, it declined through natural birth. We have to have immigration to keep the population growth going, and we have to have the population growth going in order to support things like Social Security. So we need immigrants, but we need the right kind of immigrants. And by that, I'm not making a racial signal. We need immigrants who will contribute in positive ways.
Exactly.
There's many that
want to. And that brought me to another thought here that I had this morning in anticipation of our conversation here, Bruce, is that basically we got two lines here. We got one line where the people have been waiting, you know, for over 10 years in some cases to get in this country legally. They've gone through the immigration process. They're in the queue and waiting and waiting. And meanwhile, just this last year, you have 1.7 that said, hey, we're not going to stand in. some stinking line. Plus, on top of that, if you're in the other line, you're doing it legally, you have to be responsible for all your financial responsibilities. You cannot be a burden of the state. But no, you get in the other line and you come in free. You get free health care. You got free schooling. You get free. And you don't have to wait, you know, for 10, 11, 20 years, you know, to be legalized. I mean, this is absolutely absurd on its face. But look, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcast. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Bruce Thatcher with us, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, as we were discussing earlier, really, we're commanded to get back to first principles if we're going to get our immigration policies and get some control of this. You know, we've got all these people that are coming in illegally. Their hands are out. They're told that their hands should be out, which is kind of interesting because the thing that I respect about Hispanic people being, you know, raised Hispanic and being Hispanic is that there is a sense of pride that runs very deep. You know, they just don't. You know, taking handouts and getting freebies and this sort of thing is something that's counter their culture. And what I'm concerned with is this starts to condition against a natural instinct for the people who are hardworking. I mean, part of the reason that people love, you know, Hispanics coming into the country is they're so hardworking. They will do the jobs that nobody else wants to do.
Yeah.
They work their butts off. And people know that you've got a Hispanic labor force, and they're loyal and they're hardworking, and that's gold for these employees, these employers. But you know, the thing is that we have to honor that, and we have to honor them. And I was just reading a report today. In fact, Tom Homan was reinforcing it this morning on television that. You know, with these open borders, we've allowed these nefarious gangs like MS-13 to come in. And I've been saying repeatedly, it's not like they go out and, you know, they're moving to Delaware to hang out next to the Bidens or, you know, Martha's Vineyard to be with President Obama. Heck no, they're going into these communities and Hispanic communities, and they're absolutely tormenting these communities. They're abducting their children, putting them into sex trafficking, you know, the drug business and on and every other nefarious thing that goes on along with MS-13. And people wonder, you know, they go, we just don't understand why Hispanics are moving in great number away from the Democratic Party. Well, it's the Democratic policies for years and years that are destroying their communities. And not to mention, you know, all the economic policies, but just on that on its face. But the other thing is that people need to understand about the Hispanic community that they don't seem to, because it's laughable. It's like, you know, a couple syndicators when they were asking me if I'd be interested in doing a nationally syndicated show. They said, gosh, Bill, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic. I just laughed. I said, you have no idea about my peoples. My peoples are conservative. You know, it's like they were like shocked. They just thought that everybody, you know, was every Hispanic was like Geraldo Rivera. I go, no, you don't understand. You know, we all sit around, you know, we all have a cerveza and we laugh at Geraldo and even Lopez, George Lopez, and some of the crazy things that they say. You know, it's, for the most part, they are conservative.
Well, the studies have shown that the Hispanic community is supportive of stronger support of immigration laws. Mm-hmm. And the criminal element that comes in is probably part of the reason they are. Department of Homeland Security's mission is to provide homeland security. And
yes,
if they're not doing that, and they'll tout the numbers of criminals that they catch among illegal aliens, they don't tout the numbers of the criminals who come through, get through. Mm. So we may deport a couple of hundred MS-13 members this year.
That's a drop in the bucket. And as Homan was saying, MS-13 is now in 40 states of the 50.
Uh-huh.
That's how pervasive they become, Bruce. I mean, that was shocking. I couldn't believe it because I remember the days when they said, you know, because I asked about it. He says, how many states are they in? And then back then it was like, maybe 8 to 10. And then, you know, the number got to 13. Now it's 40, soon to be 50.
And MS-13 lookalikes are also coming in and expanding. It's an organized criminal organization. It ought to be subject to RICO and all of the other kinds of laws. There ought to be a major task force to to enhance and support that law. And it's all left up to ICE.
Yes.
And ICE has been, the morale amongst the Border Patrol and amongst ICE is reportedly at in the pits because yes. they're not getting the support. They're not getting the administration support for doing their job. They're handcuffed. And
yes. Well, it's as if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrats are promoting lawlessness, Bruce. And you know, here all these last couple of years, defund police, and all this other stuff that was going out there. And I mean, and then they fire police, and then all of a sudden they go, whoa, we need the police back. Well, like, where are you going to go? Are you going to go to Costco aisle 13? There's just a bunch of police waiting there. I don't think so. I mean, you know, these guys are gone. All that talent, all that experience. And look, they've got their pension, and they're happy to be out of the fray of the insanity.
They are indeed, and it will take a long time to build that up. The incentives that we provide for illegal immigrants and for lawlessness are just mind-boggling, and it's really hard to understand. How in the world can any person who has any intellect whatsoever look at what's going on and then continue to support it and propose it? We bring in the area of immigration, we bring in people who should not be here. We authorize them to remain for some indefinite period of years into the future till we get around to judging their cases if they even come back. And some of those people are illegal gang members, and then we say, well, you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine for the people in Washington, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe if MS-13 started killing their kids. You know, these elected officials start killing their kids. Maybe, you know, they might understand what these moms, what these families are feeling. I mean, their children that are killed in the prime of their lives because of illegal immigrants. And it's just like Atlas Shrugged here, you know, for them. You know, they may talk about it. They give some lip service. But to your point, they're really not focused and aggressive on taking care of this problem. I mean, you know, when you're now allowing MS-13 to expand to 40 states, and as you said, there's other like-minded gangs that are coming in across the country. And why not, when you've got these progressive prosecutors that are saying, hey, well, you know, we'll get you a free get out of jail card. No bail, nothing. I mean, it's easy peasy. Why not? I mean, again, we're promoting this lawlessness that's unbelievable. Even like in New York, you got a new mayor who's former law enforcement, but then you got the prosecutor there who just says, hey, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to prosecute that. I'm going to, you know, it's like, what, are you kidding me? I mean, and New York is losing tourists like crazy because it's so dangerous. It's a war zone there anymore. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do for their community, you know, their tourism. I mean, it's just got to be down so dramatically. It's, you know, it's unbelievable.
The ruling class lives behind walls and does not have to suffer the consequences of their policies. And that applies to immigration as well as many different aspects of our life. And so the obvious solution is we need to change the ruling class.
Without a doubt. And I, maybe this is what we're coming to. You know, I've often said, Bruce, experience defines preference. Maybe all the experience that Biden, you know, another extension of 8 years of Obama and the socialists, maybe it's teaching us that, you know, we need to really, close the door on this progressive movement that has turned our society on its head and has us at each other's throats. I mean, this is, you know, we can't operate this way. This is the United States of America, not the ununited states. And this is what the socialists have done for us. They've divided us. And you know what happens once you're divided, then you're soon to be conquered, right?
That's right. Progressive is a term applied to bad diseases.
Yes, exactly. Bruce Thatcher, how can people be in touch? Your website?
HistorySpeaksToday.com.
Thank you, Bruce Thatcher. Appreciate it. Take care, my friend. Happy New Year.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Moab, Utah police officers who encountered Gabby Petito and her fiancé Brian Laundrie just before her demise made several mistakes an independent review released Wednesday has found. The review found that the incident should have been classified as domestic violence, which would have required officers to make an arrest or issue a citation against Gabby. Instead, officers allowed the two to go with the promise of staying apart that night. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing never before in history individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Horace Cooper joins us now, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Happy New Year. It's great to be on the program this morning.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk all the legal stuff we need to talk to, especially, SCOTUS deciding on this Biden vaccine mandates. What is the crystal ball telling you?
I am confident that there are four justices that see this problem as one of the federal government doesn't have the power. A lot of the media has turned this into a different question, one that the Supreme Court is not likely to answer. And that question is, do I have the right not to have a vaccine? That isn't what the Supreme Court is going to be asked or has been asked. They're instead being asked who has authorized the Biden administration and the agencies to issue the rules that they have done. Did Congress give them this power? Does the Constitution give them this power? Who has done this? And I'm looking at having watched nearly 5.5 hours of oral arguments. I'm looking at least four justices saying clearly and unequivocally that the federal government simply doesn't have this power. And the question is only whether or not Kavanaugh and the Chief Justice join in with those other four to decide the answer to this question. Three justices are positive that whatever federal government tries to do, whenever federal government tries to do it, even on the most outrageously expanded and false claims about the pandemic that we face, the government should just be given a rubber stamp. So that's where things stand. If I were a betting man, I would say that I think that there will be at least five justices that ultimately strike down the vaccine mandate.
Yeah, I mean, to me, in that sense, and this is where people need to be careful, and you laid it out perfectly, Horace, is that people want to emotionalize this topic and get off out of the boundaries and color outside the lines here. But the lines are real clear according to the Constitution, and this is the challenge that liberals have because they're not necessarily constitutionalists, are they?
Well, they're not. In fact, they are people who believe most of the time that whenever the government is doing something, that's a good thing. My old boss used to say the left believes that you should be free to do whatever you want as long as it's mandatory. Our Constitution set up a framework for how power was supposed to be utilized, and its purpose. It wasn't designed to be arcane. It wasn't designed to be difficult to understand. Its actual purpose, the whole constitutional framework, was set up as a way to protect liberty. They wanted to make it more difficult for power to be activated. So you distribute it between a House and a Senate. You have a three parts of the federal government, and then you have federalism. All of these things are mechanisms that our founders understood to protect liberty. So they didn't have to have a specific provision saying, I guarantee you this, I guarantee you this, I guarantee you this. What they intended was to set up a process whereby the default was liberty. Progressives reject the founders' ideas, and they reject the idea that you and I could be trusted to make decisions about ourselves.
Well, but, you know, this is about self-rule, Horace. I mean, even God knew this. I mean, if God's not going to, I mean, you know, God set out some, you know, commandments and an outline for us to follow. He also, which people want to deny, but it is still there. It's inherent in the creation of everything in this world. There are laws like gravity that still exist, and you may feel them, you know, when you challenge them, the consequences are very stark and definitive. You know, the government just cannot be everywhere. I mean, they can't even get everybody to drive 55 miles on the freeway.
Absolutely.
So how are they going to do anything else to help me here? Go ahead.
No, absolutely. I have to tell you that Jimmy Carter did more to help form my view as a child about the importance of stopping federal government overreach with the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. And I don't want to go on a long riff on it, but I'll just say, watching my parents go out and buy a radar detector, watching my family members get CB, that's called citizen band radios, where they could talk to one another and tell people where officers were. All of this as part of a concerted effort by adults to say to themselves they didn't wish to comply. Now, that wasn't nearly as invasive as placing a needle into your body. I would argue then, as I would argue now, if you wish to get people to either drive 55 or to put a needle into their bodies, you must persuade them. You do not make them. You do not force them. You do not mandate them. You must persuade them. Progressives give up on the idea of persuasion. And so now they have a vaccine mandate that the federal government has attempted to implement based on not Omicron, but instead based on Delta. But Delta's all but done.
Yes, exactly.
This is part of the problem of how big government operates.
Well, and you bring out an excellent point here, Horace, and that is that progressives have a tolerance level that's measured in seconds. You know, if I can't convince you in seconds, I'm going to invalidate you, cast you aside, and move on. And here, clearly, Joe Biden is worn out over this deal. I mean, remember, he was going to conquer. He was the one to, you know, he was our savior for COVID-19. Now he's so worn out, he's turned it over to Google. You know, you got to go to Google.
My grandfather used to say they're a day late and a dollar short. We absolutely are supposed to rely on what was the most efficient, most effective medical system on the planet. Not a government-run one, not one where the government decides all of the benefits, but instead one that allows you and your medical professional to sit down, have conversations, and then make decisions. Every bit of the effort of the progressives to push us away from that model, to make the government's role bigger and larger and more intrusive, has only undermined the ability for 300 plus million people, nearly 360 million people, to be able to get the kind of information that they need to make the kind of decisions that are all in their own best interest. This
exactly
doesn't work, and that's one of the reasons why the Sonia Sotomayor had to make these extremist statements, because in her mind, it has to be this bad, and that's why government has to do whatever government needs to do.
Well, she jumped the shark. We can thank you very much. And she left herself out there bare naked in front of God and everybody with those remarks. And there's been no recovery
yet. I haven't had my coffee yet, Bill. So
I'll be gentle.
Bare naked is probably not
yes
where I want to be.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that picture into your mind. Forgive me. But you know what I mean, as my mother would say. And so there it is. It's just that, and there's been no walk back on it. Nothing like,
no,
hey, I got carried away.
No.
I mean, it's like, hey, that's I said it and I stand by it.
Yeah, absolutely. So to the point that I would observe is, even if every single thing that she said was correct, even if it was, it doesn't change the fact that there is no provision in the Constitution that specifically says that in the middle of a major health emergency, the President of the United States may just take action as he sees fit. We already know the answer to this, because when Truman was president during the Korean War, and the effort to get materials to...
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Horace after this.
No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, every time I hear CeCe Winans and sing, and boy, I'll tell you, you can't come away and hear her voice and not get, you know, I don't know, just not get or catch the passion and the faith that she has. And here we are, this country is so frustrated over all that's going on, and you just wonder, you go, what's the answer? And I'll tell you, this culture has been persuaded to an increasing degree to look to government. And government is failing us at every turn, and this is real clear. And it's at the point now where they just want you to shut up. I don't want to hear you complaining anymore. Just shut up and take the vaccine. Take the jab. Right, Horace Cooper?
Well, that's exactly the attitude. And I have to say, you can tell when Rush Limbaugh was alive, he would often use the phrase with talent on loan from God. CeCe Winans yes. is really an amazing talent. As I was explaining yes. right before the break, though, we already know the story of what power the government has. And that involved President Truman in the middle of the Korean War going to a steel manufacturer and saying that you guys aren't doing your output fast enough. There's a strike going on. You guys are bickering about who gets paid what. Tell you what, I'm just going to take over your plant because we need this for the war. Now, the most important role that the federal government plays is associated with its war-making power. And yet, even in that case, even in the most important area and function of federal government activity, the Supreme Court struck down the ability of Mr. Truman as president to take over, saying that he had no power, there was no authority granted to him to go and take over plants. Just as there is no authority granted to President Biden to make companies decide to issue vaccinations or engage in even testing protocols. This is the essence of the question. It's not a complicated one. It's a much more simple one. Who and where in the Constitution, which presenter, which writer, which ratifier, where in the Constitution was the president given the power so that in a circumstance like this, he may act the way that he has acted? Now, they pretend exactly that Congress already gave them this power way back in 1970. There is no evidence whatsoever to support that contention, and that is the narrow basis for which this question is being presented. I would just tell you this. I'm positive that four justices on the Supreme Court will tell us that even if Congress had tried to give this power, this authorization to the president, Congress didn't have this power.
Right. Well, I tell you, that would be great to hear and would be a reminder to everyone, Horace, because this is a real teaching moment. And we're seeing fully exposed here. I'm back to exposure again. I'm sorry for the word picture. But, where some of these justices sit on this, on this issue of freedom. And that's the question, like you and I talked about, I think, the last time you were on. Does it add or does it take away from our freedom? Shouldn't that be the paramount question?
Absolutely, and that's why we have, that's why our founders created a court, so that it is a rational, non-high-pressure, fact-based entity that could assess these kinds of questions. And instead, what we saw was the hot fire. What we saw was the emotionalism. What we saw was the very thing that is being asked about the authorization of. Can in a panic you reply in this way that in your mind and mine, sweeps aside liberty, disregards the primacy of the individual to decide their own medical needs. In a panic, can all of that be pushed aside so that other important goals can be obtained? Now,
exactly.
Last thing, and we gotta turn to another topic, but last thing is, why are we not hearing from those emotional Supreme Court justices about the so-called justified, rational, there's a special lie that they were using as the term for the misrepresentation to the American, the noble lie, that's what they called it.
Yeah, the noble lie.
Why wasn't there any conversation about that noble lie? Because when leaders do that, they actually hurt the cause of support for the government more than anything else.
Well, on that note, we'll pivot. And speaking of noble lies, here we are, and also talking about a drama and dysfunction. I mean, Joe Biden has pivoted January 6th to be all about voting rights. He goes down to Georgia, which Georgia affected, I thought, some voting reform there as a result of 2020. And he brings in all these lightning rod racist cards to throw them on the table to incite the people. And the Democrats themselves aren't even following. Stacey Abrams says, look, I'm sorry, Joe. I've got a nail appointment, and I can't be there with you. And even now, Hillary Clinton says, I'm back, and she is not holding back a whole lot in talking about the incompetency of this administration. We're 1 year into this administration, and you've got the rats are jumping the ship. I think we're up to at least two dozen Democrats are saying, I am not running for re-election. This is pretty crazy and foretelling, isn't it, right now on many levels?
The American people are watching all of this behavior, so the president can come out and he can read his speech and he can act as angry and as histrionic as he wants to, and then we'll see that nothing actually occurs. Progressives already know that that's the case. this is just a high stress event designed to rev us up, to get us ginned up, and that it will lead to nothing. Their supporters, some of them are angrier about this than those who are not supporters of his. So here's the real question. There are folks that are lining up and talking about, Hillary Clinton is one of them, but are talking about, it's time, since this is a failed presidency, for us to step in and decide. When Kennedy, Senator Edward Kennedy, decided to run against Jimmy Carter, that was the final stab in the back, the final nail in the coffin, the straw that broke the camel's back that ended up allowing for a blowout for Ronald Reagan. It doesn't matter whether they prevail if they challenge him. It is the fact that such a serious challenge goes forward that is going to be so crippling. And now the left sees just how damaged their president was, that they worked assiduously using the rules and not using the rules to get into place. Mm. They're now seeing that he's a failed president.
Because of all this, Horace, what are the chances that much more than they care to have revealed about the 2020 election comes out?
Well, there are going to be some who say, since he won't step aside voluntarily, we may need to reveal what's going on. Now, you and I talked about this last year. I continue to maintain that what we're told about this being the most secure, the most error-free election in American history is just a lie. Completely false. The numbers don't make sense. The place
not even a noble lie, Horace. It's
not
just
even a noble lie.
So what
I will just say though is, as I said, Ben, there are too many of these for it to be permanently able to be kept quiet. There are going to be those voices, those actors, who decide as a way to cripple this president, that they'll come forward and they'll start exposing what actually occurred. Now, it is going to be already nearly impossible for this president to successfully be renominated. What happens when folks start coming out with the data, when it starts to become apparent, like the laptop, like the Russia hoax, like so many other of the claims that were being put forward that are completely and totally false? What happens with the most secure, the most error-free election narrative that blows up to?
Exactly. Well, look at Roethlisberger, who was very insistent. He's the Republican Secretary of State, speaking of Georgia, and said, no, everything 100%, no problem. I think we only found maybe one or two people that died that voted. We shouldn't even be talking about it anymore. Then all of a sudden he's presented with clear evidence, video evidence of people stuffing the ballot box at 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning in Georgia. And he goes, maybe we need to take a closer look at this.
Well, absolutely.
So, and to your point, all this is starting to come out.
Be that patient.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's interesting with the things that we're starting to hear. And like you said, Hillary looking for a 2024 comeback and Doug Schoen, of all people. And I like Doug. I think he's fair-minded. But he's all in for Hillary. So stay tuned for more. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Thank you, Horace.
Matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news.
news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service